There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live Talks Automotive. You'd almost think we'd plan this afternoon. All this
Drive Live Talks Automotive.
Right, two guests today. Claire Sharrock is alongside me, of course, and we're very pleased to welcome back Thomas Adelman, Managing Director of RoadSafetyUAE.com, to the studio. Thomas, nice to see you.
Hi, team. Hi, Claire.
I think I can still say Happy New Year because I haven't seen you this year. So
that's true. Happy New Year. God,
you're still going to be saying that in February, Tim. I feel it.
But I feel like it's a polite entry to conversation. There you are. We're also very pleased to be joined by Franz Freiherr von Redwitz, to the studio, Managing Director of Man Truck and Bus Middle East. Franz, good to have you here as well.
Yeah, also my pleasure.
Very nice to meet you.
Claire, very nice to meet you, and very well pronounced. I've hardly heard any Englishman pronouncing my name.
Did I get that right?
Well, great.
You should know how long we've been practicing upstairs.
I
should reveal that to be true. Look, very nice to have you here. We very often focus on passenger cars. Thomas, you know, you're in here regularly. We talk about autonomous driving. We talk about electric vehicles, as you've probably heard on the show so far. But what I wanted to do today with you is focus on the commercial vehicles market. Franz being here will help, because it is a hard time, isn't it, Thomas?
It is a hard time, absolutely. We always have the saying, you know, if a big vehicle misbehaves, big things might happen.
Sure.
So this is the reason why we see a lot of momentum from the governmental entities to improve the situation. Like last year, we had a revision of the driving instruction curriculum, specifically with a twist for articulated trucks. And then there are companies like MAN, and Franz is representing MAN. They're very active. We have been working together on several initiatives. And so that's the reason why it's amazing to have Franz and MAN here today as well.
Well, it is. I mean, Franz, can I ask you, support the theory? I mean, it is a hard time. Obviously, we're in a difficult economic cycle. Let's be kind of bland about it. But that is the situation. Could you quantify it for us? Let's look at some data, not just in the UAE, but also regionally. What can you tell us about how things are now?
Well, if you look at the commercial vehicle market, it's down by 50% compared to 2 years ago.
It's an enormous change, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's a big challenge. But, well, we've been through that before. We've been making commercial vehicles for more than 100 years, and we're always there to stay because our vehicles need to earn money.
How important is it, Franz, that a company like yours gets behind the actual safety of these vehicles and makes sure that you work with all entities on improving that?
For me personally, that's a very important issue. Our trucks and our buses and our coaches are equipped with the latest technology to assist the driver in drive safely. One day these systems, of course, will take over from the driver, but that's a little bit down the road. That's called autonomous driving. But all the systems that we're currently using, like cameras, radars, and so on, they assist and help the driver to operate the vehicle safely on the roads. And we're promoting that big time, especially in this area, because, as Thomas said before, when a commercial vehicle gets involved into an accident, it gets ugly.
Well, we've seen some horrible ones, haven't we, Thomas? And unfortunately, often they're trucks at the route or buses. We've seen some very nasty minibus and bus crashes over the last few years. And it does seem to be quite a bad safety record here.
It is a bad safety record, but it's improving. Yeah? So we have seen some data published in the media, and both in Abu Dhabi and in Dubai, the fatality numbers linked to commercial vehicles are coming down in 2017, which is fantastic news. And I just also wanted to add to your previous question about what can a company like MAN bring to the table? Yes, it's technology, but it's also know-how. These companies, they're working around the world, and they're gathering best practice around the world. Yes, it's technology, but it's also processes, it's procedures, it's policies. And it's really nice to work together with companies like MAN to bring this knowledge, this global knowledge, into the market. And there's a very, very nice uptake, not only from the media, but also from other stakeholders like the government.
I mean, it's organizations like yours that can affect, you know, that phrase, that root and branch change, I suppose, because you can work so closely together. And clearly, you are. Here's a question. Let me just put this to you. When are we going to see MAN, or MAN as I call you, electric trucks like the Tesla Semi? Where are you in that regard? That's an interesting question.
question.
That's a very good question. Thanks for that one. I'm actually just I just returned this morning coming from our headquarters because we had intense discussions about that yesterday. We are in the process of bringing the first electric delivery trucks on the road in Austria. For some supermarket chains, and we are starting with full electric city buses in certain European cities this year, and we will have a full range of those vehicles available very soon.
Okay, it's Drive Live Talks Automotive. Two guests, Thomas Edelman, Managing Director of RoadSafetyUAE.com, and Franz Freiherr von Redwitz. He is the MD at MAN Truck and Bus Middle East.
This is Drive Live. Get in touch with the show.
Text us on 4001.
It's 4:53 now. It is Drive Live. We are talking, once again, as ever on Thursdays, cars.
Drive Live Talks Automotive.
But actually today, it's a bit of a difference. It's commercial vehicles. Still motorized vehicles nonetheless. Thomas Edelman here from RoadSafetyUAE.com. And we're going to take a safety leaning in a moment. Also, Franz Freiherr von Redwitz is here from MAN Truck and Bus Middle East. He is the managing director. Let me bring something up with you here, Thomas. First of all, MAN Dubai Police and the RSU Truck Safety event held in November 2017. Music to the ears of any motorist that something is being done to ensure that those villainous trucks on the road, and they do take the blame and the brunt of motoring frustrations, I suppose, but safety is a concern.
Safety is a concern, and basically all the important stakeholders are out there and they're embracing the message. Like when we stick our heads together, MAN and Road Safety UAE, we had an event in 2016, France, right, in Abu Dhabi with Abu Dhabi Police, and now 2017 in Dubai with Dubai Police. And if you are able to cooperate with entities like Dubai Police, so this means something serious is going to happen. So people are really embracing the challenge. They want to contribute, and it's all about collaboration. So all the stakeholders in the society, they have to work together to improve the situation. So insofar, this event was fantastic, was well attended by fleet operators, by the media, by other governmental entities, by more supporters of Road Safety UAE. So it was a very well-rounded and well-attended event.
What were the key things to come out of it, Thomas? Was it just for awareness, or what were you trying to achieve with it, and what did get achieved?
Yes, awareness is always at the bottom of what we are trying to do, because we always say we all know how we should drive, but it's about raising awareness and de-dusting basically our knowledge. And this is true for us as private individuals, but it's also true for fleet operators. It's about exchanging best practice. It's about collaborating with different stakeholders so that everybody who has to say something about road safety can find a forum to articulate that. And we may not forget, a lot of things have been done and a lot of things are going in the right direction, but still we need more. And what we do need in this country is, for example, a maximum driving hours law. In major parts of the world,
we don't have
drivers,
one.
We don't have one.
Okay, however, that surprises me.
However, it has best practice of fleet operators, despite the fact that it is not mandated by law. Many switched on fleet operators, they do have policies in place that mandate a maximum driving.
But the problem is some people will abuse that.
And many switched off fleet operators won't do that. There's not a great deal you can do, apart from we need to lobby and make that clear. And as you say, the bottom of the pyramid really is the awareness, isn't it? It's not just drivers, though, is it, Franz? It's the things that you can do at MAN, the technology that you are working on now in the vehicles. I'm looking at your new Lions coaches, which are here for the first time. The ITA have some, I know that. But emergency brake assist, lane guard systems, these kinds of things are important too.
Exactly. These things are really helping the driver to avoid these accidents. And I would even say if you have no limit on the driving time, the drivers are getting tired, at least they get a warning because the vehicle starts to brake because the system detects something coming too close to the vehicle. So these driver assistance systems can even help there, but still I'm very much with Thomas. In Europe, we have very clear rules how long you can drive, how many driving hours per week, per month, per day. And I think that's quite good. If you look at the density of the traffic on European motorways and the low level of accidents, that is mainly caused by modern trucks that are well-maintained, equipped with the latest features, and drivers that have to behave by
who
law.
And who aren't exhausted. I mean, exactly. Is this something you're hoping we're going to see in the future, Thomas? I know it's difficult for you to, you know, but if you've talked to the police about this, is this something that we might see come in as a law?
For sure. If you just reflect on 2017, there was a game-changing event happening 1st of July. We got the introduction of the holistic seatbelt law. And we and many other stakeholders, including you guys, we have been lobbying for such a long time, and now it is in place. So that's truly a game changer. And things do happen. I just mentioned before that also in 2017, RTA implemented an articulated truck driving education improvement, which is also a step in the right direction. And we are very hopeful that all the stakeholders together, we will be lobbying also for new laws and for the enforcement of the laws. And maximum driving hours is definitely on top of the list for us.
Just very quickly, Tim, there's actually a question on the two things combined. Franz, this one, I guess, for you. Can you use technology to monitor sleepy drivers?
Yes, you can. You can. There's something like the detection of the tiredness of the vehicle. It's a camera that looks at the driver or films the driver, and there are software systems that can detect if the driver is getting tired and gives him a warning for that.
That's encouraging news.
Thanks for that, RK. There's your answer.
A couple of quick questions for you, and they're kind of linked. Big trucks have nasty fumes from diesel. Does MAN have clean fuel trucks?
Of course we have.
Is Maria asking? Of course you do. Good answer. And briefly, is MAN recycling tyres of their trucks? Any trucks using biodiesel from fast food chains? Neutral fuels? Ahmed's asking there. Are we starting to see that creep into the region or the UAE?
That is all available, and right. And the modern trucks that are sold in Europe with Euro 6 emission standard in between Euro 6D, they are pure air cleaners. That means the intake air, I can show you that in our facility, in our plant, the intake air is more dirty than the air that comes out. So all new European trucks are cleaning the air virtually. It's just the fact that in the Middle East and also in the UAE, this emission standard is not introduced yet, because the precondition for it is ultra clean diesel, which is sulfur free. And this diesel is not available through the refineries here, only in Dubai. Dubai or the UAE are the only country in the whole region that has such fuel available and therefore can operate such clean diesel vehicles. But it's according to the law, they can be a little bit dirtier still.
Not enough time to talk to either of you today, unfortunately. That's all the time we have. But, Franz, accept this as an open invitation. We'll have to get you back. There's a lot of questions to ask, as evidenced by the text in today. Franz Freihebron Redbits, MD of MAN Truck and Bus Middle East. Nice to meet you. Good to have you here.
And likewise.
Also, Thomas Edelman, Managing Director of RoadSafetyUAE.com. Always good to see you, Thomas. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Claire.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.